All right, Rabotai, we go to a sugya today that is well known, and we just want to make birur on this. Something that we learned a lot of times, we just actually did the sugya in Masechet Berachot, in Daf Yomi, the beginning of the fourth perek. So we all know that there is a tremendous mahloket between Hachamim and Rabbi Yehuda with the time of the tefillah of Mincha, and therefore the time of Arbit as well. Let's go discuss tefillat Mincha according to the Hachamim. Hachamim say you can pray Mincha until sunset, Ad Erev, and then after that you could start praying Arbit. Whereas according to Rabbi Yehuda said that tefillat Mincha goes until a time called Plaga Mincha, which is earlier, and then after Plag, you're able to pray Arbit. So that's the famous Mahloket between the Biyudah and Hachamim, a big Nafkaminot between both of them. Again, you have a Kula and a Humrah, you have a leniency and a stringency according to both opinions. The leniency according to Hachamim is that you could pray Mincha all the way until sunset. The stringency is you can't pray Arbit until after that. The leniency, the stringency according to the Bihuda is Mincha ends at Plag, which is much earlier than sunset. However, the leniency according to him is you can pray Arbit already when it's still day outside at Plag Mincha. So that's a famous Mahloket. The Gemara actually, when it comes to its conclusion, who do we follow? Do we follow Hachamim? Do we follow the Bihuda? The Gemara says, the Avad Kemor Avad, Ud Avad Kemor Avad. It's almost as if the Gemara is saying it's a pick'em. You know, you could choose whoever you like to choose. You want to go like Hachamim, you want to take the Biyuda. And Maran brings this in Siman Resh Lamed Gimal, or Hayim, that it's a Da'avad Kemor Avad. But then he writes that the Minhag is to follow the Shita of the Hachamim. And that is that the minhag is that we pray tefillat arbit like hachamim, which means after sunset, let's say at tzitzit kochavim, that he holds the minhag is. But then he says, and I'll quote you, Maran, again, this is just a review, this halakha. So he writes, "Va'asiknad." It's in Halacha Aleph. Resh Lamed Gimel Aleph. Va'asiknad de'avad kemor avad, u'de'avad kemor avad. Ushi asin le'olam kehad minayu. The Maran says, "But you should pick, you know, which opinion you want to take. Shim osek rabbanan. If you're going to take like the rabbanan, so that's it. You have to follow rabbanan. Therefore, don't pray arbit early. And if you go like the Biyuda." So then, that's fine, but you shouldn't pray Mincha after Plag. And then he says, "Ve'ashav shenagul lefel Mincha ad alayla." Today the minhag is to pray Mincha till the night, and it's paled tefilat arbit kodem shkiyat hama. The Maran writes, you shouldn't pray arbit before shkiyah. Basically, he's telling you the minhag is to follow shitat hachamim. So now, before we go even further, Maran is telling you that's the minhag. So that sounds like that one would not be allowed to pray arbit before sunset. So Maran then says, and I continue reading, the im b'di'avad itpalel tefilat arbit meplaga mincha ul ma'ala yatsa. בשעת הדחק יכול להתפלל תפילת ערבית בפלג המנחה ולמעלה. So at the end here, Maran writes that בשעת הדחק, in a circumstance, a person could pray ערבית already from plag. So Maran gave us a שעת הדחק over here. In the case where it's a circumstance, he needs to pray ערבית early so he could pray ערבית already from the time of plag. very important, the Mishnah Brura here in Yud Aleph. Very important Mishnah Brura. He says, what do you mean? Af im darkot tamid et panil mincha achar plag. Even though normally you're praying mincha after plag. Now, if you're praying mincha after plag, that means you hold it still day. How is Maran telling you that b'di avad you could pray even arbit at that time? Fine, because there is an opinion that Rabbi Yehuda says that you could pray arbit at that time. Mikol makom, and la'kel b'ze, rakim al panim ve'otoyim et palel mincha kodem plag. He says you can only take that leniency if on that day you prayed mincha before plag, which means at least you're being consistent in the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that you can pray mincha until plag. So on a day that you prayed mincha before plag, so then it'll be lenient b'sha'at ha'darak to pray arbit after plag. At least you're consistent in one shita. But the Mishnah Brura says if you're going to pray mincha after plag, so that already shows you that you believe after plag is still day. Now to pray arbit at that time, now you're saying it's night. That's called tate de satne. So the Mishnah Brura comes along and says that aval im beoto hayom gufa et palel mincha achar plag shuv asur lo det palel arbit kodem alayla ve'av etarte de satne beoto yom gufa. So that's a very important Mishnah Brura to remember. The reason why I'm reminding our members of this Mishnah Brura is because we are in that situation every night. Now that we're praying biyachid, everybody's home, so we have to be cognizant not to pray, when we should pray arbit. You know, if a person's going to pray arbit, let's say minhan arbit, 7 o'clock, well, 7 o'clock already is after plag. So he says, well, you know, I do that in shul all the time. I pray 7 o'clock mincha, 10 minutes, 7:15, let's say. I'll pray arbit before sunset. So now you're involving yourself in what's called the tarde de satre. I mean, you're praying mincha after plag, and you're praying arbit at that same time, after plag. So you're following the banan on one hand, because it's after plag, so you're taking a banan from mincha, you're taking the Rabbi Yehuda for arbit, means a tarte de satre. So the Mishnah Brura says that's asur. So we have to right away tell all our members that you're going to have a problem if you're going to pray mincha like that. The question then, of course, you can ask is, well, what are you talking about? We do it in shul all the time. And especially the Sephardim, you go to Al Minyanim, and we had the synagogues, we'll have them back again soon, Barzat Hashem. You know, look at most of the Minyanim from Minhan Arbit. Minhan Arbit, 7 o'clock. You know, 7 o'clock, you're done before sunset. 7:30, you're done Minhan Arbit before sunset. Basically, what you did is, you did a Tarte de Satre. So the Mishnah Berura comes along and he qualifies. He says, and all this that I said, that you shouldn't be a tarte de satre, you shouldn't do a, you know, you shouldn't pull the rope from both ends and contradict yourself. Kol zeh im mitpalel biyichidi. Aval sibur shitpalelu mincha. But when it comes to a sibur, that they prayed mincha ushilchu lebetam. And if you're going to tell them that they, you know, they pray mincha at 7, they tell everybody, okay, see you later, everybody come back at 8. It's going to be a big torah to bring them back for arbit. And as a result, most people are not going to come back. They're going to pray at home. And they're not going to pray b'tzibur. So therefore, hekilu ha'acharonim shemutal litpalel arbit samuch lemincha. So the acharonim are lenient for a sibur. It's actually a Magen Abraham that Mishnah Berurah is quoting. The Magen Abraham is in Resh Lamed Gimal, in our Siman. I have it here, the Magen Abraham. Just so you can hear his words, it's the Magen Avraham Resha Magimal. It's actually Ot Vav. So he writes here, Ve'akshav Nohagim Nitpalel Mincha U'ma'aris Simuchim Zelazeh. So Magen Avraham says, actually, it was the Minhag that they prayed Mincha and Arvit next to each other. Kisovrim Kerabbanan. Oh, they hold like Rabbanan that we pray Mincha after plug. But we're praying Arbit before Laila. It's a Torah. To bring the Sibur back. So you see that the Magen Abraham's Heter was only B'Sibur. B'Sibur, they allowed a Tarte de Satre. But they did not allow a Tarte de Satre B'Yachin. So I must repeat again. And this is the halakha already. All those that are praying biyahid, which is most of the world at this time, you must be cognizant not to make yourself a tarte de satre. You don't have the heter of sibur. You know, what are you going to tell the guy? Well, if you don't let him pray at 7:15, he's not going to come back. He's home already. So therefore, tell the guy, 7 o'clock, pray minhan and go take a walk, go learn something and read some perkei avot. And 8 o'clock, go pray arbi. You don't have the heter. Unless, that the person is careful that he at least prays Mincha before Flag. Then already, at least he's not a Tate de Satre. Meaning, if the person, let's say, prays Mincha at 4 o'clock, okay, Mincha before 4 o'clock, no problem. He prayed before Flag. Well, let's be even more precise. I'm not giving you exact numbers. You'll check up the calendar. Flag today is around 6:40, let's say. So as long as a person prayed Mincha before 6:40, and then he prays Arbit after that time, so then already at least he's following the Shita of the Bi-Yehuda. You can't call him a Tarte de Satre. And again, you have Maran, although he's not so happy with that, because Maran Lashom is Mishata Dachak Yechol Nitpalet Tefilat Arbit Beplaga Mincha Ul Ma'la. But again, it seems that the Minhag the community for sure is to pray like that. We always pray Mincha and Arbit early. Furthermore, there's the famous rabbi called the Shalmei Sibur. The Shalmei Sibur was Rabbi Yisrael Yaakov Al-Ghazi. He lived at the end of the 1600s, beginning in the 1700s. Originally he was from Izmir, Turkey. And then he moved to Eretz Yisrael. He learned in the great yeshiva, Mekubalim, Bet El. And he ends up becoming the Rishon Lezion of Eretz Yisrael. He authored 13 books. And the Shalmei Sibur tells us in his laws of Zman Tefilat Arbit, he says. He writes from the Rabbeinu Ha'ari, Yesh Litpalel Ba'et Shehu Karov Yoter Layom Mimashu Karob Lelaila. He called Gimel Tefilot Sarich Liyot Bayom. Interesting. According to Rabbeinu Ha'ari, he held all the three Tefilot should be Bayom. So from Rabbeinu Ha'ari, it sounds like he prayed Mincha close to Shekiah, Bayom, obviously. And he prayed Arbit also, Bayom. Again, he's praying Besibur. No problem. You have the Inyan of Besibur. And Rabbeinu Ha'ari's custom was to do that. So therefore, already we have, you know, good company for those that pray their tefillot, at least b'sibur, bayom, even though there is a tarte de satre involved in that. I should point out that there was the great rabbi called Zev Hesedek. Zev Hesedek was Rav Abdullah Somech. He was the chief rabbi in Baghdad. And he writes in the She'elot u'Tshuvot in Chelek Bet, Siman Chavtet, V'zachruni, he says, I remember Bimei Chorfi when I was young. Shaiti kevar yud gimal kevar yud dalit, he says, you know, 13, 14 years old. Shemorenu Arav Moshe Hayim, that's the rabbi, that's the father of the Ben Ish Chai. Hayar otzer lanhi ken tefilat mincha bizmana utfilat arbit bizmana. He wanted to establish arbit, you know, when it gets dark. V'harbet tarach, and he toiled to try to make arbit late. So again, you see that even in Baghdad, they were struggling to try to, get this, change the minhag to make Arbit later, but it wasn't successful. And the Bein Yishai himself talks about this in Parashat Vayakhel. Look at Parashat Vayakhel. Let's read it together. Parashat Vayakhel, Shana Alif, Halakha Zayin. Zman, beautiful review. Zman mincha nimshach ad alayla. The Divrei Hachamim. Hachamim hold mincha, you can pray until the night, till sunset, let's say. Aval Rabbi Yehuda, ad plaga mincha. Quote Rabbi Yehuda, it's until plag. Shehu ad yud alif sha'ot hased abiyya, which is about an hour and a quarter, sha'ot zemaniyot, before sunset. Velon nifseka halakha kechad minayu. And halakha, like we said, was not decided like who. Ve'asiknam, the result was the abad kemor abad, ud abad kemor abad. You could choose, but then he says, ve'hu she'asil le'olam kechad minayu, as long as you choose one, and that's who you follow for your whole life. She'im asak rabbanan, if you follow rabbanan, ve'tpalel minha, har plag minha, if you pray minha after plag, finish. Shuv enu yachol etpal arbit kodem alayla. You can't pray arbit before that time. And so on and so forth. But then he says, Zehu dina de Gemara. That's the law of the Gemara. Ach achshav nahagu lahakel bekach. He says, the minhag is to be lenient. Ve'avde tre kule de satvi adadi. And they do two leniencies that are contradictory of each other. Litpalel mincha ba'arbit b'yachad ahar plaga mincha. And they pray mincha na'arbit after plag. Ve'yesh lahem al ma shiyismochu. And you have what to rely on. Miu lo nahagu lakel bekach ela betzibur. Abal yachid shemitpalel bebeto. This is our case. Yachid shemitpalel bebeto. Eno yachol la'asot tre kule desatre. He cannot do this tre kule desatre. The imit palel mincha had plag. If you prayed mincha after plag, lo yitpalel arvit atzet kochavim. That's fine. But mashma from the Bein Yishai, but if you prayed mincha before plag, biyachid, you have no problem, and you could pray even, arbit right away. So that's the halakha when it comes to the weekday. I want to discuss now a halakha that's also very, very pertinent, and that's the halakha legabe Shabbat, namely Erev Shabbat. A lot of our members are questioning when, now that we're praying at home, when should we pray Mincha and Arbit on Erev Shabbat? According to the logic that we're saying now, if a person's going to pray, let's say, Mincha at 7 o'clock, and he's done by 7:10, well, L'chaura, you're doing it a tarte de satre over here now, because if you're going to pray Arbit at 7:10, so then you're contradicting yourself b'yachin. Don't tell me, hey, we do it in shul. In shul is another story. In shul, we do it because we have the kulab de Magen Abraham that says, in the shul, they weren't matriyah, but at home you don't have it. Now it comes out a very, very big chidush that if this is going to be true, so if a person has to wait on Friday night, if he's going to pray late mincha, let's say he prays late mincha, he's going to actually have to wait until after it gets dark to pray arbit, and then of course kiddush and the whole story, which is obviously he's going to start at dinner very late. During the week you say big deal. During the week you pray mincha at 7 o'clock, 7:10, so you go have some dinner at 7:10. Or whatever you're going to eat, you're not having bread necessarily. You can eat, sit down, no problem. But you can't tell the guy on Friday night, well, pray at 7 o'clock, then eat dinner. What do you mean eat dinner? You have to make kiddush, you have to wash. It's a whole story. You're not doing that before you pray arbit. So how's you going to have to wait? So therefore, a person has to recognize if what we're saying is true when it comes to Leil Shabbat, he's going to have a problem. So let's discuss this issue of Friday night for a second. Discuss this issue on Friday night. So here, you got to go to Siman Res Samech Zayin. So Maran, first of all, in Res Samech Zayin Halakha Bet, tells us a chidush, Magdimim Nitpalel Arbit Yoter B'Bimot HaChol. Hadush. He tells us already, you're allowed to pray, you're allowed to pray a bit early on Friday night. Mekabel Shabbat. So you can pray early on Friday night. It's interesting, which means even though Maran already told us that the Minhag is to follow the Hachamim, you shouldn't pray a bit until the night. However, when it came to praying on Friday night, he allowed you, like a tehillah, to pray Arbit early, which means Magdimim. That's a very, very important halakha. Again, we're talking about Besibur. We didn't get to Yahid now. Besibur. Now, I saw a beautiful Magen Abraham. Beautiful Magen Abraham explain this. You know, why he allows us to pray early. The Magen Abraham is in Reish Samech Zayin, same siman, Magdimim. So he says, beautiful. He writes, "V'nir'eh li latet tuf ta'am." To give a good reason for this, "Dehat tefilat arbit." Why is tefilat arbit at night? Where did that come from? "Keneged evarim upedarim shemitakelim balayla." The korbanot that were brought during the day, so their fats and bones burn on the mizbeah the entire night. So that's why tefillat arbit kol alayla. That's the mitzvah of arbit. Each tefillah is connected to the korban. So sha'arit is tamid shel boker, and therefore has the parameters of the tamid shel boker. Minhat tamid shel ben arba'im, and arbit is connected to the evarim and the pedarim that are being burnt on the mizbeah kol alayla. Ubeshabbat asun litnan. On Shabbat, you're not allowed to take the fats and the bones of the Korban Ola of the afternoon and throw it on the Mizbeach at night. The Amrina Velo Ola Tchol B'Shabbat. So therefore, so it comes out according to this Magen Abraham, which is a nice reason. So therefore, in the Beit HaMikdash, when did they throw these fats on the Mizbeach? Before Shabbat started, they had to do it before it got dark. So therefore, if Arbit is connected to Evarim and Pedarim, so therefore on Friday, they did Evarim Pedarim early. So Friday is a different inyan, Magdimim. So you can pray Arbit early according to that reason. Very nice. So the Mishnah B'Ravi here says, and I'm quoting in Gimal, Umashma medevrea magen Abraham. Nohagim that palil mari bizmana. Even those that have the custom to pray arbit, later, like our custom, like Umar Arma, the custom is like to pray arbit at night. Mutarim the palil belel shema bebeod yom. They can pray early on. Obavachi meplagam and ha. Obviously, you can't pray at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. The earliest you can pray arbit on Friday night would be plagam and ha. Fine. And then the Mishnah Berurah says, oh, but those that are going to pray Arbit early, oh, so then he reminds us, hey, Rabotai, don't forget, if you're going to take this kula to lechatechila, pray Arbit early on Friday, no problem. You want to pray at 7 o'clock Arbit, but make sure you pray Mincha before Plagimah. So therefore, let's talk again. Bottom line, according to this Mishnah Berurah, if you're praying at home on a Friday night, you got to take your calendar out. And you got to look, hey, what time is Plag? Oh, Plag is 6:39. You got to pray Mincha before that time. And then you can be lenient, like a Dailah, to pray Arbit right away. And at least you didn't do a Tate de Sate. Now the Mishnah Berurah then says, ויש אומרים, זה בסיבור יש להקל, להתפלל מערי בבעוד יום, אף אם מתפלל מנחה, אחר פלג המנחה. Then the Mishnah Berurah brings us the Sibur, Kula, that says, well, if you did a Sibur on a Friday night, and you prayed Mincha late, and you pray Arbit right after that, even though you're tatted the Satre, and then he writes, ונראה לי שאין לסמוך על זה. You shouldn't rely on it. You shouldn't rely on it. It's interesting. In Resh Lamed Gimal, He brought down the Magen Avraham. He said, okay, the minhag was to be lenient to besibur. And here he writes in the Biur Halacha, he says, first of all, mishum dechol acharonim lo iskiru kula zu. No one brought this kula down. Magen Avraham did. And he says, ve'en mekor min hashas. There's no source for this in Shas to take a tata de satra besibur. Ech nesmoch al kula zu b'shabbat. You know, we take this kula on Shabbat. So therefore, all right. So that's a separate discussion. How do we, you know, reconcile these Mishnah Berurahs? In Rishta Megimal, he brought it as minhag that that's what they do. But then over here in Shabbat, he said, you know, we don't do it. No one does it. In the smoch al zeh. Nonetheless, at this point, it sounds like that the Friday night is no different than the rest of the week. The only difference is that here Maran is telling you, you could pray early on Friday, even though I hold that normally you should pray late, the Arbit, but on Friday you could pray early. But the Mishnah Berurah reminds you that Maran's only talking about when you prayed Mincha before Plan, so you don't do a Tate de Satre. Oh, if that's the case, we read the Ben Ish Chai as well, same place that we learned earlier. The Ben Ish Chai writes, ובערב שבת שרוצה היחיד להתפלל ערבית קודם הלילה, בערב שבת, where the יחיד wants to pray ערבית early, יקדים להתפלל מנחה קודם פלג המנחה. That's it. Again, you see, he says, by יחיד. So it sounds like from the Bein Ish Chai that by Sibur, again, he was lenient even on Friday night to do Tate de Satre. And guess what? We do that all the time in the summer. In the summer months, we always do that. We pray first minyan, mincha and arbit. We pray 6:45 in lines. So you're praying after plag, and you're praying after plag mincha, and after plag arbit. And we rely on the tata de sat, and that was the minhag, and no problem. Fine. So that's Erev Shabbat. Over here, we found a very, very interesting Aruch HaShulchan. The great Rabbi Aruch HaShulchan in Siman Resh Lamed Gimal Ot Gimal. So he says like this, V'chen b'Shabbat, yesh lo lechetechila letpalel tefilat arbit shel Shabbat מפלג המנחה ולמעלה, מפני תוספת שבת, דכיוון דקיבל עליו שבת, הבא כלילה ממש. Oh-ho. סברה. It says that once a person prays קבלת שבת in ערבית, מפלג המנחה, he's making it night. You're saying now it's night. So therefore, magic. Normally we say you shouldn't do a Tate de Satre because you're praying Mincha after Plaga Mincha. So you're saying it's day. And now you're praying Arbit in the time that you just said it's day. How can you follow both opinions? But he said that's during the week. But on Shabbat, once you're praying Arbit, it becomes night. So you're not doing a Tate de Satre. That means this man, after you pray Arbit, or while you're praying Arbit, you accept Shabbat, it becomes Laila. The Sefer Shabbat makes it Laila. So I didn't do Tate de Satre. I prayed Mincha the day on Arbit. I prayed at night. Yeah, but it's not night. It is night. I made it Shabbat. The Tosefet Shabbat makes it night. Therefore, it's not a Tate de Satre. And therefore, it comes out according to the Aruch HaShulchan, which is actually quoting the Pnei Yoshua. And at your point, that the Magen Abraham brings this Sevara down, although he doesn't accept it, the Halakha. But he brings the Sebara down that the Tosefet Shabbat makes it Laila. And once Tosefet Shabbat makes it Laila, you don't have a Tate de Satre. Therefore, even Yahid, one could be lenient. So that would be a tremendous chiddush if we take that halakha. It should be pointed out clearly the Mishnah Brura did not take it. He writes, and I'm quoting the Mishnah Brura in Resh Samech Zayin Gima. He says, "Mashma medvayam again Abraham. Dafsidu anu agim nitpalel ma'ariv bezmanam utim pelim b'lel shaman be'odjom." That on Friday you can pray a bit early. As long as you pray from plagonam, the international the keman the mitzvata leosif mechon la kodesh. Since there's a mitzvah to be mosif mechon la kodesh, v'chvar kibel Shabbat alav, and you accept the Shabbat, yachol lesmoch al dat tasovrim dehavi kelayla le'anyan tefila. There you go. You can rely on that. It is considered layla. So again, the Mishnah Brura is quoting this Magen Abraham, which Aruch HaShulchan held halakha like that, that once you pray Arbit, you made it Laila. So if I'm praying Arbit at night, I'm not doing a Tante Desat, although the Mishnah Brura doesn't take it. He says, he says, you still should pray Mincha, not do both. So he doesn't take this Magen Abraham halakha. But guess what? The Magen Abraham didn't take the halakha as well. But you do have this Aruch HaShulchan, keep that in mind. Let's see what the Ben Ish Chai said. And the Ben Ish Chai clearly also didn't take it, because he said that if you're doing this on Erev Shabbat and you want to pray B'yachid, make sure you pray Mincha before Plag and you pray Arbit after Plag. But then listen to what the Ben Ish Chai writes. There's the Hadush of the Ben Ish Chai. The Katavti B'Sifri HaKatan Mekabse'el ובאישה אין מדקדקים עליה שלא לעשות רכולה בדבר זה. When it comes to a lady, we're not worried about tante de satle, we're not careful that she should be concerned about a tante de satle, כיוון דתנודה בעסקי הבית. Since she's so caught up with the, you know, with the household chores and things like that, חשיב לדידה שעת הדחן כדין הסיבור. So every lady has a din of sibur. What was the semara in the sibur? Why can we do a tante de satre? Torah sibur. Every lady is Torah. She's busy, she's toiling, she's running, she's going, she has a million things to do. So therefore, you're going to tell her, well, make sure you pray mincha before, make sure you pray. She's tarud. Therefore, we lenient on her. Let her just pray everything together, and you have no problem. And he writes, v'yicholah litpalel mincha v'arbit v'yachad, Ahad plaga mincha. Kasher yizdamen leze bekak, when she needs it. Okay? So then, we have a big chidush here. Let's just summarize so far what we have in our halachot here. In our halachot so far, we have the following conclusions. Number one, the menhag is to be lenient in a sibud, to pray mincha narbit after plaga mincha, even though it started the satre. At least that's the minhag in our community, minhag Adam Tzova. I'm not talking about Eretz Yisrael. Chamavadya was particular to pray Arbit after it got dark, like Maran. I'm talking about minhag in our community. It's clearly, we do it, we see it. Every shul does it, nobody said anything. Chabaruch Allah Hashem prayed in Lawrence, in Shadis Yon as well, always Binhan Arbit together in the summer months, and he didn't say anything. But again, if a person is praying B'yahid, which we're doing now, one would have to watch the clock. And if he wants to pray Arbit after Plag, he's got to pray Mincha before Plag. Otherwise, he's going to have himself a Tate de Sat. And that's going to apply even on Friday night. And we don't rely on this Kula of the Aruch HaShulchan, the Ma'aseh. Mishnah Brura didn't take it. And Magen Abraham didn't take it. Magen Abraham brought it down and rejected it. And to come along and say, well, I'm praying early and I'm making it Laila, that Sevara was not accepted as well. However, the only case where we saw that we can be lenient by a tante de satre b'yachid is a lady. based on the Ben Ish Chai. So now the question that we have by our members is the following. The Ben Ish Chai, for whatever reason, we can go into that another time, why he was lenient by the ladies. Again, he says it, he gave them a din of Sibur. He gave them a din of Sibur. The question that we have over here is, you have a guy on a Friday night, and he didn't pray early. He didn't pray Minha, you know, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. He didn't pray Minha before Plak. Now it comes Friday night, comes out of the shower, the table is set, the kids, everybody's dressed, the wife is ready, she's lighting the candles. I praise Arbit, 7:10, beautiful. And the wife comes inside and says, what time are we going to have Shalom Aleichem? What time are we having dinner? What time is Seudat Shabbat? Well, now 7:10, I didn't pray early today, and I'm biyachid, and I don't want to be attached to Satre. And she said, what about the Magen Abraham? She's a tzaddiket. She knows the Magen Abraham. She says, he said, no, we don't go like the Magen Abraham. He himself rejected it. And therefore, I got to wait to pray Arbit, you know, till after Shekiah, to maybe, you know, a couple of minutes, even after Shekiah. I want to pray when it's Laila. So therefore, dinner 8:10. 8:10? Why don't you do a Tante de Satre? I'm not a lady. You're a lady. You could do a Tante de Satre. I'm British. I gave a tip for ladies that have taru that are busy all day long. But I'm a man. You know, at least as far as he knows, he's a man. So therefore, he cannot rely on a Tante de Satre. And now we're ready. Yavinyanav, Shalom Bayit. What do you mean? The kids, everybody's waiting. I've got to wait for an hour until we're going to have dinner. The Sheila is asked, in such a case, where there's going to be tirdot, and there's going to be shalom bayit, there's going to be all sorts of ruckus in that case, would you be lenient in such a case to tell the guy just pray Arbit before sunset and, you know, gadol shalom? So, Rabbi Bitan, may live and be well, found two interesting sources over here. To be maybe Mekin. Number one, he found a sefer called Ma'aseh Rav on the behaviors of the Gaon Mevilna, Orchard Chet. Beautiful chiddush here. He says, Shamati ma'hasid Rav Leiva Hasid, Shayamofet Adur Bekilatena, Shamar Yeshbet Mitzvot Ketanot, Ve'averot Ha'yotze Mehem, Hem Gedolim Bekefle Keflayim. Unbelievable talk here. He says, there's two mitzvot that I call small mitzvot, but from those two small mitzvot comes big averot, much bigger than the mitzvot. Echad mehem, tefilat arbit b'shabbat b'tzitik o'chabim. He says, these people that are going to pray arbit on Friday night, and they wait till tzit. Shemachmirim b'kayitz, in the summers in Vilna, they wait until dark. He calls that mitzvah ketana. Va'al yedeh. But according to this, what ends up happening? Va'al yedeh zeh. Va'im la'averot hamurot. What's the averot hamurot? V'haynu machloket ha'ish v'ha'insha v'gorem tsa'ar ba'ale chayim l'bnei beto. Unbelievable. So therefore, you see, the guy's being very machmir to pray arbit when it gets dark. However, look at the tsa'ar that he's causing to his children. So he did a small mitzvah at the expense of a great avera. So, again, based on this, the rabbi wants to say, listen, the guy was wrong. He should have prayed mincha before, so he doesn't make a tate de sate, but now he did. He's a bidi'abad. So in the case of bidi'abad, maybe you have to take into factor the shalom bayit, and especially if the people are going to be burdened by this delay, he brings another, it's a remez, let's say, to be lenient. It's an interesting case that was brought down by Rav Shlomo Zalman in the Sefer Halichot Shlomo. He brings a story over here. A guy was a guest by somebody's house, and he prayed the Mincha Gedolah. No problem. Prayed Mincha Gedolah, beautiful. What happened? But the guy forgot Ya'ale V'Yavor in Mincha Gedolah. And now he didn't accept Shabbat yet, so he wants to know. He's a guest by somebody's house, so he wants to know if he's going to pray Mincha now. And he's eating. He's a guest by somebody's house that prays early. Beautiful. So the guy prays early, no problem in shul. However, if this guy's going to pray now Mincha after Plaga Mincha to make up for the Ya'aleh V'Yavor, he's not going to be able to pray Arbit until it gets dark, so it doesn't become a Tate de Satre. So he says, you know, and therefore what? He wants to know, what should he do? Because again, he has to pray Mincha again. Pray Mincha was after Plag already. But if he's going to pray Mincha after Plag, now he's got to wait for Arbit until it gets dark. So Rav Shlomo Zalman tells him, let him pray Mincha at the time of Plag and pray Arbit Ben Hashem Mashot, even if you have to pray the Yahid, in order not to delay your host. He was eating by somebody's house. He was going to show up 45 minutes. Says, what happened? Well, I waited to pray Arbit to sit. Why? Because I had to pray Mincha after Plag. So he said, don't do that. So you see over here that Rav Shlomo Zalman at least took into consideration. I grant it's not the same example because he told him to pray Arbit in Ben Hashem Ashur. That's a little different than our case over there. The point is, you do see that he took into consideration Rosh Shlomo Zalman. The fact is that you're eating by somebody's house, he let him pray at least earlier than he normally would have. Maybe it's possible he would have, if there was a big tonight, could be Rosh Shlomo Zalman would even let him pray before Shkia. Nonetheless, based on this, the following ruling comes out. That since already we have the Aruch HaShulchan that held that once you pray Arbit on Friday, it's not a Tate de Satre because it's considered night. Now, even though, let's say, we might not hold like it. However, we do have opinions that say, and this is just to throw it in, that some say that... that Tate de Satre, the very right, Tate de Satre by the ladies, we said, because they're tarud. So maybe we can say that the man is considered like a lady in this case because it's a tirda. I mean, the Ben Ishai himself said at the end of that halakha, Begam be'ish ha-mitpalel yachid be'beto shitpalel mincha ahar plaga mincha. Okay, so he prayed mincha late. Bimyamtin adalaila vadai litfilat arbit. You can wait till laila vadai. Yatrid in bene adam abaim. It's going to be a tirda for the people that are there. Or he has other reasons. Yuchal litpalil arbit ahar shi'avor shiv'ad dakot mikriyata mugra. So therefore, he's letting him pray a little early. Let's him pray a couple of minutes after sunset, maybe Ben Hashem Ashot. The point is, the Ben Ish Chai also threw that factor in that even a man, if he has an issue, he could be lenient to pray a job early. Based on this, I'll read you the conclusion of Rabbi Tan in this case. And he quotes, and I'm quoting it, Be'im shachu be'oto ayom litpalel mincha kodem plag, which really should pray before plag. יש שתי ממד שיסמוכו לפל עביד בזמן פלאג, ואף על פי שלא הקלנו למפל ביחיון לעשות תת את הסאטרה, אחר שאני דגונים סעד לבני ביתם, זכוס גם סעד לבני בית, and to the children, and they're going to wait for the סעודה, וגם יש חשש כעס על מחלוקת, וגם לכן יש להשיב דינם כדין האישה. You can treat the man like an אישה that the man is how is leaning for the tat in the satre. Now again, אם יוכלו, if everybody can be a piece of weight, let's sit there, look, I'm being and start dinner, that's for sure you should do that. יש לו להמתין. But again, we'll talk about over here, if not, not. So therefore, that comes out the conclusion of the Rav. Everybody has to know the ma'aseh. Let's talk tonight. Tonight's Monday night. Let's talk Friday night. Let's talk the ma'aseh. So today, there's no excuse. Today, there's no excuse. Today, if a person should pray, arbit, either after it gets dark, at Sittakul Chavim, or let him do Minha earlier, before Plag, and Arbit after. That, no problem. The Ben Ish Chai was lenient on that, and that was the Minha. Friday night, the same thing. If you're planning on praying early, like many of our members like to pray early, what do they want to eat at 8 o'clock? Well, they could start the dinner at 7 o'clock, 7:30. But make sure you look at the calendar for Friday and see what time Plag is, and pray Minha before Plag, and Arbit after. So at least you're not doing a Tati Desat. And if, in a case, the person forgot to do that, and it's a Hashash of Mahloket and Kaas, v'chule, v'chule, so then we can be lenient with using the Aruch HaShulchan Sevara and using the Sevara of the Ben Ish Chai, that a person can pray. But again, that would only be where he has no choice to do it, where there's Mahloket and Kaas, and they cannot be appeased. But otherwise, a person, even on Erev Shabbat, should not put himself in a situation of Tati Desat. That last point that we say over here is very important to remind everybody. That even those that pray early have to repeat the Kiryat Shema after Sittakul Chavim. This runs into a big problem with many of the people. They pray Arbit early. They think, okay, we're done. We pray Arbit early, have dinner, and they go to sleep. A mistake. You're missing the Kiryat Shema. And so if it's in shul, the rabbi should make an announcement before Alin or Shema Rabotai. Don't forget to repeat Kiryat Shema and give them the time. Today, we don't have the rabbi to make the announcement, so I'm making the announcement now for all our members. Don't forget to say Kiryat Shema after Tzitzkul Chavim. So again, tonight, you're going to pray early, let's say. So whatever reason, as long as you don't do a time to the Saturday, it's not going to help you. You're going to have to wait until, preferably, when it comes to Kiryat Shema, which is the Oraita, you can wait 72 minutes after sunset, like the Benutam, or Hoshesh on the Benutam, when it comes to the Oraita, preferably, if not, at least 40 minutes after Shki'ah, like the Ge'onim, you should say the Kiryat Shema. Everybody has to make a note of that. I know everybody's thinking about the Omer. Oh, what time is the Omer? Omer today is midrabanan. Kiryat Shema is the Oraita. As much as that, you have to be careful on the Omer, you have to be much more meticulous and careful on the Kiryat Shema. All right, Rabotai, that concludes the halachot for today. And Bezat Hashem will continue this tomorrow. Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen. Amen.